A plan to build what Israel calls a humanitarian city in southern Gaza is causing deep internal divisions within Israel. The plan was outlined by Defence Minister Israel Katz and would see the forced transfer of Gaza's population to a tent city to be built on the ruins of the southern city of Rafah. International aid agencies would provide food, water and medical supplies. The IDF would secure the approach routes. Palestinians would be screened on entry and not allowed to leave. Israel argues that the plan will separate innocent civilians from Hamas fighters in other areas. But this move has been described as a concentration camp by former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Our reporter Joe Caulfield spoke to him last night. He began by explaining why he feels the creation of such an area could constitute a war crime.
People will not be able to move, living in huts or in tents, being forced out of where they're supposed to live. Is a potential danger of making it into something which is war crime, something that is totally intolerable and unacceptable. The argument that it will become a humanitarian camp is ridiculous. Those who propose it say time and again that they are against any humanitarian aid to the Palestinians in Gaza. So altogether, clearing a large part of the Gaza in order to make it available for a resettling of Israeli settlements is something that may be interpreted as ethnic cleansing.
In terms of ethnic cleansing, forcing Palestinians into this humanitarian city, you describe as ethnic cleansing. But how does that differ from the forced displacement of Palestinians that has happened throughout the course of this war?
In the past, the moving of the Palestinians into another part of Gaza was an attempt to save those who are in the middle of the battle zones at the time of fighting. And whether it was nice or not, whether it was reasonable or not, is a different issue. On this particular case now, they are not talking about a temporary moving of the people in order to keep them away from where the fighting is taking place and their lives may be in danger. They are talking about creating a new city, a city that will be walled from all sides, that people will not be able to move away from, that they will live in tents or in huts. It's entirely different.
The UN said on Friday of last week that 798 Palestinians have been killed in and around aid distribution points run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. Can you just give me your reaction to the operations of the aid distribution by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation since its establishment?
I think that the Israeli government can't eat the cake and have it at the same time. If we are in control of Gaza, it is our responsibility to make all the necessary arrangements that will allow the provision of humanitarian needs for hundreds of thousands of people living there. If something doesn't work, then someone has to be responsible, and the government in control is responsible.
Peace negotiations between Israel and Hamas really seem to be breaking down from all reports that we're hearing. How serious do you think this Israeli government takes those negotiations, and how much do you feel they really want a ceasefire?
The dilemma is quite simple. Hamas holds an asset, which are the hostages, 50 hostages, which are still held by Hamas. You know, you don't like them for good reasons. They are murderers, they are killers, but it's obvious that they will not release the hostages unless it is guaranteed that the war is finished. So the question that Israel has to face is whether we want the hostages or we want to carry on the fighting. And I think that if the Israeli government will decide to prioritize the saving of the hostages over continuing the fighting, it is likely that we'll be able to get all the hostages back. But then we will have to end the war, which is what most of the Israelis at this point suggest the government will do. The majority of Israelis believe Like at this point, no military operation can achieve anything which is worth the cost of continuing the war. So if there was a purpose, an objective which was worth it, it could be debated, but there is not. So continuing it is something that is totally unacceptable, has to stop right away.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert speaking to our reporter Joe Caulfield. We're joined now from Jerusalem by foreign affairs correspondent with Channel 4 News, Sukunder Kermani. We heard there from the former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Sukunder, how are those comments from the former Prime Minister going down in Israel?
Yeah, we heard kind of a lot of criticism from within Israel of this plan. Even some describing the move as a, or the potential move as a concentration camp. I have to say, in the last day or two, it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is somewhat less focused on creating this so-called humanitarian city on the border with Egypt. We've seen a report suggesting that he has raised concerns about the cost, the length of time that it would take to build it. And some analysts here are interpreting that as a sign that actually maybe the plan was a negotiating tactic to use against Hamas. Perhaps it was something to dangle in front of Netanyahu's far-right coalition partners, Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich. Ben-Gvir, for example, dismissing the idea, calling it a just spin the other day. So it's not clear if that's really where Israel is planning to take things or not. In the latest rounds of ceasefire negotiations, it seems that Israeli officials have shown a little more flexibility about how far inside Gaza they want their troops to remain during any ceasefire. And so there's a kind of a growing line of thought here in Israel that perhaps Netanyahu might be willing to sign onto an agreement when the Israeli parliamentary summer recess begins at the end of this month, because that would reduce the political risk he faces from those far-right coalition partners who want to continue the war no matter the cost, but still, you know, real concern and real skepticism about whether that would lead to an enduring peace, because, you know, Netanyahu himself has repeatedly said, and he said as he was leaving Washington the other week, that he's still intent on, in his words, eliminating Hamas, total victory, and that suggests that he would want to, after a, you know, 2 month pause, resume the fighting again, even though, as you were hearing from the former Prime Minister, I think the latest poll suggests 78% of Israelis are willing to see an end to the war in return for the return of all the hostages.
So what are the sticking points when it comes to those ceasefire negotiations?
So one of the kind of consistent key points has always been this dichotomy where Hamas say that they want a complete end to the war underwritten by international guarantees. The Israeli government do not want that and want to retain the ability to return to war. And President Trump and the American administration have been trying to bridge that by giving verbal assurances to Hamas, verbal assurances via the media, by the mediators Egypt and Qatar, that they would put pressure on the Israelis not to resume the war. But that, you know, we saw in the last ceasefire that began in January and Israel broke in March, Trump didn't put that kind of pressure on Israel not to resume the war. So I think, you know, Hamas are skeptical of that, but at the same time, they're in a very much weakened position. People in Gaza on the ground, desperate for a ceasefire, you know, even if it's a temporary one, just because they're living through such horror and hell. And then the other couple of sticking points that still remain, as I mentioned before, how far inside Israeli soldiers remain in Gaza. Israel had previously said they want them to be around 3 kilometers deep. Yesterday they said that they'd be willing to go reduce that to around 2 kilometers. That's been seen as a positive step, but not enough to kind of bridge the gaps as of yet. Also, there's been a dispute about aid mechanism and whether aid during the ceasefire will will go in via the United Nations or via this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation sites, which have been associated with, you know, hugely chaotic and deadly aid distributions over the last month and a half.
Okay, Foreign Affairs correspondent with Channel 4 News, Sukundar Kermani, thank you very much. It is 22 minutes past 8.